184 sockeye were taken across all of the stations Monday, with the largest catch coming at Station 8 with 66 sockeye. 62 fish were taken at Station 6, 48 sockeye were taken at Station 10, 8 fish were taken at Station 4. No sockeye were taken at Station 2, and it's unclear if the test boat actually fished that station. 96 of the sockeye taken on Monday were taken in the 5 and an 1/8 inch mesh panels. 88 fish were caught in the 4 and a 1/2 inch mesh panels. Monday's catch produced a daily replacement index number of 48, which pushes the cumulative replacement index number up to 512. The daily traditional index number was 77, which pushes the cumulative number up to 1,233. That's the third largest cumulative index number through this point in the season. The largest number was 1,358 recorded in 2011. That year, the total run came in at around 30 million fish. The only other year with a larger cumulative index number was 1993, when the number was 1,234. That year, the run totaled around 52 million fish. In the analysis of the Port Moeller test fishery issued Monday night, it was noted that the sockeye run through the test fishery area seems early and will likely peak in the next day or two if it hasn't already peaked. Scott Rayburn is the data analyst for the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute, which runs the Port Moeller test fishery. He writes that an early run timing is consistent with the warmer-than-average sea surface temperatures observed thus far, and the relatively high cumulative traditional index number for this year is partially explained by an early run time. Rayburn confirms that since 1967, the cumulative catch and escapement in Bristol Bay has never been this high by June 23rd. He noted that the inshore run would have to have unprecedented early timing and compression to create the large number if the run is to come in at forecast or below. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.